You may have heard some wily ways to get out of jury duty, like saying you're biased or have a commitment on the day you're called. Though people may groan when they receive the summons, jury duty is not optional. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports that some municipalities are reminding citizens that it's a civic obligation.
Philadelphia, Akron, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and other cities are cracking down on jury duty dodgers. The D.C. courts mail out hundreds of jury summonses a month, but only 2 in 10 bring in real, live jurors. Only some people reply to the letter, and, says Leah Gerwitz of the D.C. Superior Court, even fewer come to court.
Generally, about 15% to 20% of any mailing that we do, those people actually show up for jury duty.
So the D.C. courts have tried to make jury duty less of a burden. Jurors now wait in comfortable rooms with phones and TVs. They can use modem connections and fax machines. The courts even offer child care.
So we sort of took care of all the things that we could in terms of accommodating people. But now what we have to do is say some people are just ignoring this completely regardless, and we need to make sure that they comply.
That's when Chief Judge Rufus King III started the Jury Duty Enforcement Program. King says there were no more nice guy options. He said it was time to design a system to remind people that jury duty is an obligation of U.S. citizenship.
Just like with the traffic regulations, you try to make the signs clearly readable and you try to make the traffic flow well. But the bottom line is when there's a light turns red, you've got to stop.
So the Superior Court began contacting people who didn't show up for jury duty. It sent another summons, this time to appear before the judge and show why they didn't do their duty, or else be held in contempt of court. Most of the 600 people summoned to show cause have done so. They've gotten a stern civics lesson from the tall and kind but serious Chief Judge King. He's told them they're not just satisfying a law, but jury duty is a fundamental part of a democratic judicial system.
Under our system of justice, the way to bring finality to disputes is to give it to the average citizen. That's the conscience of the community that addresses it. And in a country which from colonial days has been suspicious of authority, this is a way to say, wait a minute, your fellow citizens say that this is the way it's got to be.
Just about everyone who has appeared before Judge King has decided they'd like to do jury duty. Case closed. But what about the people who don't come to jury duty or their show cause hearing? At that point, the court issues a bench warrant for their arrest.
Okay, Anna, you can go in my room and get on the computer.
Donna Leonard lives in a low-income housing development in northeast Washington, D.C. On the morning the police came, she was getting her children ready for school.
When they came to my door, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. And they knocked on the door, and when they said police, you know, I didn't have no fear, no shame or anything. So I just opened the door, you know. May I help you? Are you Donna Leonard? Yeah. We have a warrant for your arrest. I said, for what? What am I getting arrested for?
There were 5 police officers. Leonard says they made her take the laces out of her shoes, handcuffed her, and led her out of the building to a waiting police car.
And I went outside like that. It was so humiliating because by that time it was neighbors outside. And the little kid that lay downstairs was like, what'd she do? And I was like, oh my God.
Leonard spent most of the day in jail. It turns out there was a mix-up with her last name, and she'd actually responded to an earlier jury duty summons. A court spokesperson says names are now double-checked before anyone is arrested, but the program is continuing. Some experts on jury duty think jail is too drastic a measure. They say the court should simply fine jury duty dodgers. But court officials then ask, what if they don't pay? At some point, true scofflaws will still likely end up behind bars. Whatever the incentive or penalty, the courts in D.C. and elsewhere want people to show up for jury duty. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.